الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل the most merciful most gracious open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله سبحان الله We welcome our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to this program called The Early Echo, Subhanallah. And we, of course, start our program by taking the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our provider, our sustainer, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator, and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alaihim ajma'in. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alaihi writes very beautifully in his poetry, تیری نسل پاک میں ہیں بچہ بچہ نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہیں بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ Let us know if there's anything we could add to our program inshallah azawajal We have a guest that will be joining us later into our program Whereas our topic for today will be the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya, Allah, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. And there are many such great awliya Allahs, great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are being remembered even today. Those centuries have passed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exalted their remembrance and their name. And it will always remain till the day of judgment. So we will remember those special personalities and people and we will inshallah azawajal extract some sort of lessons from their blessed lives in order to implement in our lives to better it inshallah azawajal so stay tuned with Madani channel from now till the end of today's episode and program and as per routine of course we dedicate a segment to the recitation of Durood-e-Pak one should increase his recitation of Durood-e-Pak every day where We enhance our stress. We mention these points simply so that we adopt the habit of reciting Durood-e-Pak. Aaj niyat farma li ki inshallah azawajal 313 martaba humne Durood-e-Pak padhni hai inshallah. You make this intention. I also make this intention. Find the time inshallah whether you are driving, whether someone is cooking in the kitchen, whether you are in your office. And if you can inshallah azawajal without putting yourself into any other situation, I think you should recite this inshallah azawajal for your day will go easy and sending salams upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a blessing dear viewers such a blessing subhanallah so listen to this beautiful narration since we are speaking about the awliya Allahs it has been mentioned in a book called Abe Kauthar that once some travelers came to Hazrat Sayyiduna Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And they said, Ya Sayyidi, we are going to be travelers as we are on our way to perform our Hajj, subhanallah. And since we are going, we do not have Zade Safar. something, some expenses to cover our journey to and back, inshallah. So if you could please see into this matter and assist us, help us. So they came with good intentions, of course, to seek some sort of help from Baba Farid Ganja Shakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So this great personality then went into muraqabah, meditation, for a while. And thereafter, when he was out of his meditation, he then taken some khajur seeds, the seeds of the dates, and he given few to each one of them. And they were astonished by looking at those seeds in their hands and looking at each another's faces, that what are we going to do with the seeds? We asked for some sort of money. We asked for help. We came here for help. And Hazrat has given us these seeds. What are we going to do with that? And then the narrator says, Baba Fariduddin Shakar Ganj Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said to them, that what are you looking at? Why are you looking at each other? Look at what I have given you in your hands. And the second time when they paid attention to what was given to them in their hands, subhanallah, was dinars. They were astounded by this, that now they have currency, they have money in their hands. Those seeds of the dates transformed and turned into money. And now they were even more shocked. Nonetheless, the narrator of this incident says that after they left, he says that I heard Baba Fariduddin Shakar Ganj Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had recited Durood-e-Pak upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he blew onto those seeds that later transformed into dinars. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, not one, not two, but you will hear of several stories to the extent or to this effect, that by reciting, by the virtues and blessings of only reciting the Durood-e-Pak, the problems came to an end. Whether people traveled and went to far journeys, set off on long journeys, and something happened to them in those journeys, through the blessings of reciting the Durood-e-Pak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to their aid and assisted them and removed their difficulties. Likewise, we have so many difficulties and adversities in our lives. Some people may be writing exams right now. Some people are in some sort of financial difficulties, whilst others are fighting for their lives in the hospital. Others have domestic family problems. Whatever the case may be, place your tawakkul and your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite lots of Durood-e-Pak and surely your problems will come to an end through the blessings of this Durood-e-Pak. Chale milke Durood-e-Pak padhte hain. Let's recite this beautiful salam composed and written by none other than our respected Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyya. Milke padhte hain.
Tajdar-e-Haram ae shahr-e-shahidi tum pe har dam karodo durood o salam. Tajdar-e-Haram ae shahr-e-shahidi tum pe har dam karodo durood o salam. Ho nigah-e karam hum pe sultan di tum pe har dam karodo durood o salam. Koi husne amal paas mere nahi, koi husne amal paas mere nahi, phas na jaaun qiyamat main maula kahin, ae shafi ae umar laaj tumhi tum pe har dam karodo durood o salam. Tajdar-e-Haram ae shahr-e-shahidi tum pe har dam karodo درود اور سلام، دور رہ کر نہ دم ٹوٹ جائے کہیں، دور رہ کر نہ دم ٹوٹ جائے کہیں، کاش توبہ میرے ماہ مبین دفن ہونے کو مل جائے، دو گز زمین تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود اور سلام، تاجدار حرم اے شاہنشاہ دین تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود اور سلام، پھر بلا لو مدینے میں عطار کو، پھر بلا لو مدینے میں عطار کو، یہ تڑپتے ہیں توبہ کے دیدار کو، کوئی اس کے سوا آرزو ہی نہیں، تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود اور سلام، تاجدار حرم اے شہنشاہ دین تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود و سلام، ہو نگاہ کرم ہم پہ سلطان دین تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود اور سلام،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ، الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is the time when of course we listen to a Naat-e Kareem, Naat-e Pak صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and to rejuvenate our spirits, our enthusiasm, we will be listening to a Naat-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is Meetha Madina Dur Hai Lekin Jana Hame Zarur Hai. Inshallah Azawajal, through the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your call will be there soon, and you and I, we will be afforded this great and amazing opportunity to send and present our salams directly in the court of Mustafa Jane Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Waqar Ahmad Raza Attari sallamahul Bari is a reciter, and the poet is none other than Husalatu Salam we have just recited now, the one who has composed Tajdari Haram, and he is Amir Ahl Sunnat Daman Barakatuhul Aliya. Watch this kalam, after which we will return with this program. Stay locked and tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
جانا ضرور ہے، جانا ضرور ہے،
میں آؤں مدینے میری اوقات نہیں ہے، کر آپ بلا لے تو بڑی بات نہیں ہے،
میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
جانا ہمیں ضرور ہے، جانا ضرور ہے، جانا ہمیں ضرور ہے، جانا ضرور ہے،
میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
منظر حسین و دل کشا ان کے دیار کا، منظر حسین و دل کشا ان کے دیار کا، منظر حسین و دل کشا ان کے دیار کا، دیار کا، ہاں دیکھنا ضرور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، ہاں دیکھنا ضرور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
چادر تنی ہے گنبد خضرا پہ نور کی، چادر تنی ہے گنبد خضرا پہ نور کی، چادر تنی ہے گنبد خضرا پہ نور کی، پہ نور کی، مینار نور نور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، مینار نور نور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
شاہ و گدا فقیر و غنی ہر کسی کا سر، شاہ و گدا فقیر و غنی ہر کسی کا سر، شاہ و گدا فقیر و غنی ہر کسی کا سر، کسی کا سر، خم آپ کے حضور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، خم آپ کے حضور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
عطار قافلہ تو گیا تم بھی اٹھ چلو، عطار قافلہ تو گیا تم بھی اٹھ چلو، عطار قافلہ تو گیا تم بھی اٹھ چلو، بھی اٹھ چلو، منزل اگرچہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، منزل اگرچہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے،
میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، جانا ضرور ہے، جانا ضرور ہے،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے، آمین اللہم آمین. واٹ اے کلام امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ has written and composed. کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی ماشاء اللہ. May we attain this جذبہ and enthusiasm of always making دعا for going to مدینہ المنورہ. جو وہاں کی باتیں کرتے ہیں اور اکثر مدینہ کے حوالے سے سوچتے بھی ہیں، آئی ہائی ہائی، دین ان کا اٹھنا بیٹھنا جاگنا سونا سب مدینہ مدینہ ہی ہوتا ہے. ایوری تھنگ ریلیٹڈ ٹو دیم از اباؤٹ مدینہ، اباؤٹ دا لو آف مدینہ. مینی صحابہ اکرام لوڈ اسٹینگ اینڈ بینگ ان مدینہ، مدینہ المنورہ. دے میڈ دعا آف ایون بینگ لائک سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ عنہ یوز ٹو میک دس دعا، اللہم ارزقنا شہادۃ فی سبیلک واجعل موتی فی بلد رسولک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. حضرت سیدنا امام مالک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی، سبحان اللہ، ہی ریسپیکٹڈ دا لینڈ آف مدینہ، امام مالک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی، ٹو دا ایکسٹینڈ دیٹ ہی وڈ، سبحان اللہ، ناٹ ایون رائڈ اے ہارس ان مدینہ المنورہ. ہی وڈ سے دیٹ آئی فیل شیم ٹو رن مائی ہارس آن دا لینڈ بینیتھ وچ دا رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از ریسٹنگ. سچ ڈیووشن فار مدینہ، 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 سبحان اللہ. اینڈ یس ان شاء اللہ عز و جل، میک دس دعا ان شاء اللہ، بیکاز نتھنگ از امپاسبل فار اور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹو کال یو ٹو مدینہ. یور کال ول بی دی ان شاء اللہ، پٹ یور اپلیکیشن، سبمٹ اٹ فرام یور ہارٹ ان شاء اللہ، بیکاز دا پوئٹ سیز سو بیوٹیفلی، سبحان اللہ، ہی سیز ود ریگارڈز ٹو مدینہ المنورہ، ہی سیز
جسے چاہ در پہ بلا لیا، جسے چاہ اپنا بنا لیا، جسے چاہ در بلا لیا،
بنا لیا، یہ بڑے کرم کے ہیں فیصلے، ارے یہ بڑے نصیب کی بات ہے، یہ بڑے کرم کے ہیں فیصلے، یہ بڑے نصیب کی بات ہے، صلو علیہ و آلہ، نہ کہیں سے دور ہے منزل نہ کوئی قریب کی بات ہے، نہ کہیں سے دور ہے منزل نہ کوئی قریب کی بات ہے، جسے چاہے اس کو نواز دے، اجی یہ در حبیب کی بات ہے، صلو علیہ و آلہ، صلو علیہ و آلہ، صلو علیہ و آلہ.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدینہ چینل، لیٹس میک دعا انشاءاللہ، بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں، میں پھر روتا ہوا ہوں تیرے در پر مدینے میں. جسٹ امیجن ہاؤ فارچونیٹ آر دوز انڈیویجولز ہو آر رائٹ ناؤ بائی دا کعبۃ اللہ شریف، جو کعبے کے دروازے کے سامنے کھڑے ہوں گے، جو میزاب رحمت کے نیچے کھڑے ہوں گے، ہائے ہائے، جو مدینہ المنورہ میں گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں ہوا کھا رہے ہوں گے. اللہ اللہ، ہاؤ فارچونیٹ آر دوز انڈیویجولز. اللہ کا خاص کرم اور رحمت ہو ہم سب پر that we are able to present ourselves as well, and our call must be there inshallah. We have some comments and some of our viewers mashallah who have interacted with us mashallah. Our brother Sayyid Sadiq Sahib mashallah, every day he's here, subhanallah. Muhammad Shah Alam says mashallah, beautiful boys. Brother Naeem Abid says assalamu alaikum brother, remember me in your duas inshallah azza wajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all our brothers mashallah out there. Dear viewers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned some beautiful narrations with regards to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, the second Khalifa in Islam. And he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, from amongst the servants of Allah azza wa jal are such humans who are not a Nabi, no are they shuhada, they are shaheed. But on the day of judgment, seeing their status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam will be amazed to see their status in the court of Allah azza wa jal. They established relations for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the ones who would be fearless on the day of judgment to say that when everyone will be absorbed in fear and in anxiety, these individuals with shining faces and brightened faces will be reclining on those nurani and illuminated pulpits without any fear. And then the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited this verse of the Quran Pak, ala inna awliya allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allahu akbar. Verily the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have no fear nor do they grieve. Subhanallah. So they are such khas bandas and such special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many urs mubarak taking place throughout the world. Pakistan mein dekh le, India mein dekh le, South Africa mein khud hi mashallah, there are so many urs mubarak. And these individuals who sacrifice their being, their lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some distinctions and some distinctive qualities of these personalities which are known even till today, simply because they trained their nafs and their desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They secluded themselves from the dunya, though they lived in this very world. They also had family, they also had businesses, they also lived a normal life as you and I. But they attained the station of vilayat, jiha. They attained the status of vilayat because of how they lived their lives. and how they attain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why I decided to speak on this topic and take some lessons from their lives. If you speak about these great personalities, inshallah, a little more understanding and more depth into this, that who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would learn, subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Ja'far Jarir Tibri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had said that Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that Huzur Pak was asked with regards to who is a wali, who is a friend of Allah azza wa jal, how is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognized? Allahu Akbar. In Jami'ul Bayan, this hadith has been quoted. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in simple words, a wali is he that when you see him, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the face of a wali is witnessed and seen, then a person remembers Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And when you open other books of ahadith, you would find that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, as per in Sahih al-Bukhari, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that Allah azza wa jal had said, and this is hadith Qudsi, that whoever shows hostility to a friend of mine, Allah azza wa jal has declared war with that person. Whoever shows any sort of enmity and hasad, booz, any sort of jealousy and anger with any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in other words, this person has called for a war with the Almighty, Allah azza wa jalla. So the hadith Qudsi is, whoever shows hostility to a friend of mine, then I have declared war upon him. I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his legs through which he walks. I become his hands through which he holds. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal becoming does not mean physically becoming, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from body parts. Allah Azza wa Jal is free from space and time. He's free from structure and imagination. Becoming these body organs and part means that he becomes the manifestation of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He can speak as Hazrat Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali is in Baghdad Mu'alla. He is in Baghdad Sharif, and when he makes a statement, likewise many examples you would find, he says, قَدَمِ هَذِهِ رَقَبَتِ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, my foot is on the neck and shoulder of every wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. At that moment, there could have been many other awliya Allahs who weren't present there. From amongst them was Khaja Khajagan, Khaja Gharib Nawaz, Mu'in al-Din, Hassan, Sanjari, Chishti, Ajmeri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who was many, many miles away in Khurasan, in the mountains, in the caves, engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hi, 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 hi. And then he says, no, Ya Ghawse Pak, no. It is not only upon my neck, Allahu Akbar, bal, it is not only upon my neck and shoulder, it is rather upon my eyes and upon my head as well. This is your footway, it will be upon my eyes and my head as well. So many miles away, there is no telephonic conversation, there is no media streaming, there is no technology. This was the communication of the awliya Allah, ki Ghawseb Azam Baghdad Sharif se ye announcement kar rahe hain, aur awaaz un Khurasan ke pahadon ke andar pahunch rahi hai. Subhanallah. Whether it is Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is guiding Hazrat Sayyidina Sariya radiyallahu anhu, who is on the battlefield many, many miles away from Madinatul Munawwara, but he says, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, look behind you. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu is guiding his companion from many miles away. And here on the battlefield, Sariya radiyallahu anhu can hear the sound of Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. How is this possible? It is possible when you say it is the tongue of Farooq Azam, but behind that it is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinay channel, kash we understand this wisdom, and kash we understand the powers which Allah has granted to his friends, to his khas bandas. Hum unse dushmani kabhi na more, balki adab kare. اور یہ یاد رکھے جو مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمت اللہ تعالی نے صدیوں پہلے یہ بات کہی ہے,
چشم روشن کن
روز خاک اولیاء چشم روشن کنز خاک اولیاء تاب بینی زبتدا تا انتہا.
عشق کی بات ہے, محبت کی بات ہے, عقیدت کی بات ہے. He says, if you take the dust from beneath the feet of the awliyaullahs, ان کے قدموں کے نیچے کی جو خاک ہے, اگر آپ اسے اپنی آنکھوں کا سرما بنا لیں, if you make that the surma of your eyes, then you as well will be able to see the past and the future like them. آپ کی آنکھوں کے پردوں کی پردے اٹھ جائیں گے, the veils will be lifted away from your eyes and you would also be able to see the past and the future like the awliya. یہ ان کے قدموں کی خاک کی برکت ہے. Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed so much of blessings in the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They may be standing upon the earth, لیکن ان کی نظریں لوہے محفوظ پہ ہوتی ہے. جیسے کہ بابا فرید الدین گنج شکر رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی, his hands was being washed at once, and the khadim that was washing his hands given many lotas and jugs of water. Baba Farid al-Din Ganja Shikar rahmatullahi alayh washed his hands over and again, to the extent that some mureedin had this thought in their heart ki Baba Farid al-Din Shikar Ganj rahmatullahi alayh used so much of water, how is it possible? Then he removed, this is lambi kahani hai, usko hum short karke aapko bata rahe hain ki uska khulasa jo tha, is waqiye ka jo khulasa tha, is مبارک اور اچھی کہانی کا جو نتیجہ تھا وہ یہ ہے کہ بابا فرید الدین گنج شکر رحمۃ اللہ علیہ said to those people that had this doubt in their hearts ki Allah Azza wa Jal allowed me to see the destiny of this person. This person was washing my hands and in return I wanted to gift something to this person. I seen ki this person is destined to be a dweller of the hellfire. And in return for this good deed, this good action which this person has done for me as a favor by washing my hands after eating this meal, I, alhamdulillah, Allah ke karam se, Allah Azza wa Jal ke karam se, I was able to erase his name from there. I was actually washing his name off the list of those that will enter Jahannam and the hellfire. And I interceded on his behalf in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in other words, I was not only washing my hands, I was basically erasing his name from that list by the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is waqiyah ko bade bade awliya Allah ne بیان فرمایا ہے, سبحان اللہ. جسٹ امیجن ڈیئر ویورز, مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی الدین اگین سیز,
لوح محفوظ زست پیش اولیاء محفوظ زست محفوظ زست خطا.
ہائے ہائے ہائے, اولیاء اللہ وہ ہیں جن کی نظروں سے لوح محفوظ, which is the sacred tablet, which is the sacred divine tablet, is not hidden from their nazar, from their sight, which is free from faults. اس پہ کوئی غلطی تو نہیں ہے نا. خیر, انشاءاللہ عزوجل, الحمدللہ, we have our esteemed guests, we have our respected Imran Shabrati Sallamahu al-Bari mashallah, who will be joining us, and let's hear what our muballigh of Da'awat Islami, who is of course, as I mentioned before as well, he is by profession an accountant, subhanallah, but he is doing Dars-e-Nizami as well, and perhaps he's in his third year Alim class. He is doing many, many works of this beautiful organization and movement of Quran and Sunnah in South Africa. And he is from the Overport region and area of Durban. Let's welcome him to this program with the opening greetings of Islam. What is your Madani pulse for today, Imran Bhai?
The doors of Nabuwat have been closed by the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah azza wa jal in his infinite mercy has made it such that the door of Vilayat shall remain open till the very last. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And these gigantic awliya Allah, these beloved of Allah, are examples and role models to us of how we can attain to the nearness and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask ourselves, you know, to simplify, you've chosen such a wonderful topic that when people speak of Holy Allah, their faces light up. Different personalities have attachments to different awliya. Shayad mere Ghawse Paak se, mere Khaja Saab se, Sabir Paak se. Different awliya Allah, Sufi Saab Rahmatullah Alayh in South Africa. But when you ask yourself, what is the maqsad? What is the purpose of the awliya Allah? You know, I always like to focus in natija kya hai. What is the purpose and the purpose of this great awliya Allah? The purpose of these great saints of Allah is nothing more and not other than to connect insan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jobs of the awliya Allah, the maqsad of the awliya Allah is to reconnect man to his creator, to make man become more pious, to make man become muttaqi, to make man become a good insan, insane kamil banna. This is the maqsad and the purpose of the awliya Allah, and their entire lives, their all, their way of life, it's supposed to be us an example. There is two aspects of how we love the awliya Allah. One is to honor and respect them. And you know, there is a very beautiful call that says, Ba adab, ba naseeb, be adab, bad naseeb of Allahu Akbar. If we want to get the real nur, the blessings, the barakah, the tawajjuh, the nazre karam of these awliya Allah, the special favors of these awliya Allah, from their beautiful gaze, if we want to get that and read that, then my dear respected viewers of Ahmadiyya Channel, the ingredient that you must carry at all times is adab and respect. And just to narrate to you, mashallah, a very short waqiyah came to mind that I learned this morning, mashallah, during the Madani Halka, Fajr Madani Halka in our Madani Madkas, Faizani Raza, and those who are watching, mashallah, Fajr does takes place, Madani Halka takes place in the Marakiz of Dawud Islam. I mean, this morning, mashallah, during Dars from Faizani Sunnah, a beautiful short waqiyah was narrated about Wali Allah, and I stand to correct, it was relating to Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Ramtud Alayh. So one of the lovers of the Awliya Allah had passed on. So a family member sees him in the dream, and he asks of the deceased person that how did Allah Azza wa Jal deal with you?
Okay.
What was your condition? So this person who is deceased, he responds to the one who is dreaming. He says, Allah Azza wa Jal has pardoned me without accountability and entered me into Jannah. So this dreamer person who is dreaming, he asks his friend, Yaar, batao, why? How did Allah forgive you and grant you Jannah from those? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful response and a message for you and I. I just heard it this morning and I'm sharing it with the viewers of Madani Channel. Wow. The person who's passed on, he says that one day I was going to perform wudu. And I was at the river, on the high end of the river part. I was going to perform wudu. And when I looked downstream, I saw Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Ramtullah Alayh going to performing wudu. And I was on the top end. In other words, I was the higher part of the river. So out of respect, I did not make wudu at the top part of the river, where my water would flow downstream, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is, where the awliya Allah is. Instead, I went and I made my wudu further lower than the awliya Allah, where he was making wudu. I went and made my wudu lower. And on account of that adab and that respect that I showed to the awliya Allah, that I made wudu at a
Imran bhai, mashallah, beautiful, beautiful, excellent waqiyah. And this teaches us adab and respect. Together with this, Imran bhai, the point that I want to make, just for what you have just said right now, okay? Kya hum unhi ka adab karenge jinhe hum jante hain ya har musalman ka adab karna chahiye, Imran bhai?
Let's learn the basics of Islam. And the basic, the Muslims have five rights. And the cardinal aspect, you kaho me, foundation of any relationship is respect. Allahu Akbar. Whoever the person may be, we must have adab and respect. And every believer must be given the respect, because sometimes the awliya Allah may not be appearing like awliya Allah, but they may be great giants and saints. So first and foremost, adab and respect is for everyone, whether they are awliya Allah or they are not awliya Allah. Every insan, and this is the bunyadi, this is the foundational teaching of Madine Wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respected everyone. Even the enemies were given respect. Allahu Akbar. What a prophetic beautiful model Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. So Maulana said, to answer your question, every person must be afforded that respect, and the awliya Allah must be given that special respect, that special adab, the special ihtiram.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, really, really appreciate your time and your efforts, your contribution to this program called The Early Echo. Like always, Imran Bhai, we are appreciative for your support, and we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that the Almighty bless you in both worlds. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us istiqamat and steadfastness on the deen as well. Pray for the ummah at large. Jazakumullahu khairan, Imran Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dear viewers, this was our respected and honorable Muballighi Da'wat Islami Imran Attari Sallamahul Bari, who was giving us some beautiful Madani pearls. And the story which he related is extremely beneficial for every one of us. Be adab, be nasib, ba adab, ba nasib. So, jiske nasib mein jo hai, agar aapke nasib mein adab hai, to zahir se baat hai. If you are a person who makes adab and respect, who shows respect and gives respect, then you have a very good destiny, inshallah. Brother Fahim says to recite any manqabat on Ghose Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Ghose Azam ki kya shaan hai, subhanallah. The poet says,
Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghose Azam ka. Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghose Azam ka. Hame dono jahan mein hai sahara Ghose Azam ka. Muridina takhaf keh kar tasalli di ghulamon ko. Muridina takhaf keh kar tasalli di ghulamon ko. قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا. قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا. عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو. عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو. تو لکھ دینا, تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث اعظم کا. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا. لعاب اپنا چٹایا احمد مختار نے ان کو. لعاب اپنا چٹایا احمد مختار نے ان کو. تو پھر کیسے نہ ہوتا بول بالا غوث اعظم کا. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا. لحد میں جب فرشتے مجھ سے پوچھیں گے تو کہہ دوں گا.
آمین, اللہم آمین. کاش ایسا ہو جائے, کاش ہم اتنے اچھے مسلمان بن جائے that when we go in the قبر تو یہ situation ہو جائے.
لحد میں جب فرشتے مجھ سے پوچھیں گے تو کہہ دوں گا. ارے طریقہ قادری ہوں نام لوا غوث اعظم کا. طریقہ قادری ہوں نام لوا غوث اعظم کا. فرشتوں روکتے کیوں ہو مجھے جنت میں جانے سے. یہ دیکھو, ہاں ہاں یہ دیکھو, ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا غوث اعظم کا. یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں
دامن ہے کس کا غوث اعظم کا جمیل قادری سو جانو ہو قربان مرشد پر بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسے کو بندہ ہو سے اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا سے اعظم کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کثرت سے آپ درود پاک سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پہ بھیجیں, پڑھیں, اور میک دعا فور دا امت ات لارج. انٹل دین سٹے گڈ, بی گڈ, ڈو گڈ, اینڈ ریممبر ویئر ایور یو آر, آئی مسٹ ٹرائی ٹو ریفارم مائی سیلف اینڈ دا پیپل آف دا انٹائر ورلڈ ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Remembrance of us.